words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Well, I almost was going to say, don't sit down, because since I'm sick, there's not going to be a sermon, and I was going to say, just happy Easter. Not April Fool's. Okay, you've been there first. The college sets us right off. It teaches us we're praying to God so that we die to sin. We die to our enemy. What's our enemy? When I wake up in the morning and say to myself, I want to do things for me, 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 me. Versus, I wake up in the morning and I want to do things for God, 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 God. That's what I have to learn. That's what we all have to learn. And Jesus just gives us his life example. He teaches us how to be obedient to God. Jesus teaches us to the nth degree how to be self-giving, even to being crucified on the cross, which we really don't comprehend. But the lectionaries today, even Isaiah in the Old Testament, tells us the kind of God we have. He tells us how great our God is, how caring, how lovely. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strained clear. That's how particular our God is. He even basically strains the wine to take out all the sediment, all that's not good, to make it clear for us. And then we learn how God will save us, how God is patient, and how God forgives. Our Lord God will take away the shroud. He takes away the sheep. Our Lord God eventually takes away death forever. And he wipes away our tears. There's not one of us in this room that hasn't been affected by a death of a friend or family that can't be. And then lastly in Isaiah, it's all about the waiting. How we're to be waiting for God, taking time with God, sitting and listening. Aren't we always in a rush, especially around Christmas or Easter? Aren't we always in a rush to do this, this, and this? We never have enough time. I know I get all like kind of stressed and strained, but we're not to be in a rush, because all is well, because our Lord Jesus Christ has saved us. We expect instant everything, instant food, instant gratification, instant medicine, instant everything. We're to be able, as Christians, as Jesus' brothers and sisters, to sit back and relax and wait and listen to our Lord God, see what he has to say to us, and then do it. And then do it with love and joy. Sounds easy, but it's tricky. Then finally we get to the gospel. Well, each gospel is different. Every single one is different. But they all come to the same realization that Jesus Christ is risen. And we can tell that. We know that for a fact by the effect of the risen Christ, what he had on his apostles. And then how that it trickled down. And how we ourselves, through prayer and through worship and Christian community, we realize that Jesus is real, has risen, and has saved us. So the women in this particular gospel were the first ones at the tomb. I guess we have to have women sometimes, men sometimes, even in the gospel. But they were worried. The women were worried that they were saying, okay, now which one of us, how are we going to move that stone? Well, there were no worries. They didn't have to worry. It was already rolled back, which they noticed. Now, these women were with Jesus' ministry all the time. So they entered the tomb and they saw a young man they didn't know. Chances are, it was an angel of God, dressed in white, sitting there, waiting for them. And they were scared. Why not? And what does he say? It echoes Jesus' own thought. Don't be alarmed. Don't be afraid. The Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of God, the man, has been risen. You don't have to be afraid. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is risen. But then he doesn't stop there and say, okay, let's just, you know, sit around and gab. No, he says, go. The angel tells the woman, go and tell the disciples what you have seen, what I have told you. And go to Galilee, let them know. And they were obedient, and they listened, and they went as they were commanded. And they told Peter briefly what they were told. And afterward, Jesus himself sent out through them, through the women and his apostles, from the east to the west. East to west. The sacred and imperishable proclamation of eternal life. They were given directives, and each and every one of us are given directives. We're not to be afraid, we are to look. Pay attention to God. We are to go and do what he says. Tell everybody, but with love, gentleness, forgiveness, and peace, and joy. And be obedient, above all, be obedient to the Lord our God. If we believe, we say we're Christians, if we believe that, if we really are, Jesus' resurrection affects us. It's a given. It has to happen. Now, we may fall and stumble and sin, but we regroup and let Jesus allow the Holy Spirit to work in us to save us from our own sin and to follow him. We are to show love to everyone and anyone, people we don't even like. We are to love them, forgive them, encourage, be patient, because that's what Jesus has done for us. Jesus' message that we're to share is that if we believe in him, we receive eternal life. And that's a promise. And Jesus never goes back on his promise. So this Easter day, and from every day forward, if we are to be like Jesus and put God first, that's our goal. When we wake up in the morning, we can ask ourselves and be honest. You don't have to say anything to anybody. But what is our first thought? What is our first thought when we wake up in the morning? Is it about me and what I want? And what I want people to do for me? Or is it about God being grateful and thankful and loving and asking him, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to love others? What can I do for others? As his brothers and sisters, our thoughts should be about Jesus. What he's done for us, and then imitate him. We can always tell ourselves, oh, I'm a Christian, but it's when we put God first and put others first, that's when we know we're on the right track. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, all of us here, we just praise you and thank you and adore you and are so grateful that we are here together in this beautiful church building with the music, with all those who have helped, with everyone that's here. We just thank you for the worship and the faith that you have given us. Help us to serve you, love you, and obey you better and better. Give us pure hearts, pure minds, and pure bodies. Let our lives glorify you as you deserve and as you desire. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
The Lord is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia.